Welcome back to another episode of Eagle Eye Podcast, and it has been a very long time since my last recording. If you're just joining this podcast, I welcome you, and I hope that you take a look through past recordings to get a better idea of what has been posted so far, kind of like a timeline. An understanding of previous dreams and visions that were posted. So today I'm going to make it brief, but it's going to be an intense share. I have been holding off on sharing this, and of course I've also been thinking about writing most of the stuff that I have dreamed and putting in a book format to get it out. Not a lot of people know about my podcast. A very small audience at this time, which I'm kind of grateful for, because I don't really need the trolling and the negativity, because usually it comes with the territory of niche subjects like this one. However, I have been holding back, and I felt that maybe it's time now to talk about it. So much has happened, and I've been quietly observing the events. Of course, the political events, the global events, local, national, etc., that have affected us in so many ways. This particular instance happened to me in 2019. Now, I don't have my dream journals in front of me, so I'm going to be pretty much doing this off the top of my head. What happened is that I had a vision, but it was an auditory vision. An auditory revealing or opening. And how do I explain this? It's kind of like hooking up to the supernatural radio stream. And I only got audio. I didn't get any visuals. And it was very brief. So I couldn't see the scene there. And maybe that, of course, was intentional. I think probably, once I tell you what it is, you'll probably understand. Maybe it's for the best that I don't know who was in that scene. You know, who were the people there that were going through this. But what I heard was live, televised, public hangings. That was it. I just cut off. It was intense connection. And as I said, I didn't know who was being hung. Who were these people that were being televised live? A live execution, a live hanging? Where was this? Obviously it was in English, so I would probably think it would be in the Western world, in America. Now, two scenarios, two possibilities. One, you've probably, if you've kept track or been watching commentaries of people on the left when they talk about conservatives or targeted groups like white people, how they want to hang them. There was this one Antifa person was saying they can't wait to see the gallows lined up in front of the White House and just marching white people to be hung to eliminate white people altogether. And then, oh my goodness, there's the revolutions in the past, the communist revolution in the past, they actually hung the dissenters, the people that they were trying to get rid of. They killed them. So, and they even put the guillotine in front of Jeff Bezos' residence. That's a guillotine. It's not quite hanging, but there's that side. Who are they targeting? Are they targeting, you know, are they targeting the Trump voters? There's also that. They were talking about a list, putting these people on a list, and they must be dealt with in the camps. I don't want to get too political, but there's so much that has been spoken about that is that the possibility? Are those the people that will be hung? And if that were to happen, then that means that America's completely fallen and communists take over the one world order, the new world order, all that stuff, all that jazz. And that's really crazy. Really sad. And also, the tribulation, the Revelation talks about it, but the Christians that were martyred were had their heads cut off. That's another. I don't want to go that down that route. I'm trying to stay with this. So that got me thinking. You know, who actually is being hung? Now the flip side to this is another group. You know, if you commit treason against your country, I mean that is punishable by execution. And it's interesting to know that Hillary even mentioned before Trump got elected that if he finds out, we're all going to be hung by nooses. Bam. So that's interesting, right? And now we have this whole thing going on right now with the election and the potential fraud. And will there be arrests? So are we talking about criminals in high places? Are those the people that are going to be hung? And there's more instances that I could probably list, but those are the things that come to mind when I think about this. Very, very sobering thought. And of course, if it's the latter, if it's criminals that are actually executed, that would be something biblical indeed. If it's people who have a different political persuasion or stance, then of course that would be tragic. So that's something to ponder about, something to pray about, and you can probably imagine why I held off even sharing this for so long, because it was intense. It was an intense revealing or opening. Okay, so my advice to you is to always learn, get knowledge, get wisdom, pray, and we will hopefully see you back next time here. I don't know when my next recording is, but I have so much work that I do. And be blessed. Peace out, guys. Hi guys, I just wanted to add a bit of more context to this audio recording. This is a recording I did back in November of last year. This vision, the auditory vision I had back in 2019. I have been sitting on this and holding off for the longest. I've decided to actually release it today. It is January of the new year in 2021, so I think right now is probably the most appropriate time. Right now, how I'm feeling about things and how it's going, I think that this might be my last recording. I don't know if I will be sharing any more of my dreams and visions at this time. I don't know exactly what I intend to do, whether I plan to write about them and put it in a book format. So I think time will tell. There's a lot going on right now. It's a very intense time, but I did want to mention this so that you would understand the recording, the context of this recording. So again, thank you for joining me in my podcast, and God bless. Peace out.